I didn't. So I just want to give a praise because I have had a lot of back pain for a lot of years due to several herniations. And I was prayed for one Sunday up front and was trying to walk in faith that God was going to heal. And after the service, a bunch of us were sitting on the benches over there talking. And Pastor Tim came behind me and said something to Carl and Sue, which they know we have cell group with them. And Carl and Sue didn't hear him. But I heard him say, you need to pray for her as often as you can, every week or every day, that God would continue the healing in her. I heard it. I knew they didn't hear it, but I heard it. And something about it just resonated in me. So I said to Bob that night, I told Bob, and I said, I can't get that out of my heart. Like, I know that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to pray for continued healing. And so we did. We started to pray for continued healing. And I had an injection scheduled, an epidural, which I had never done before. And I had canceled it once already because I was not wanting to do it. And it was already scheduled by the time that happened on that Sunday, and I considered, well, should we just cancel it and walk in faith? But we just had a peace that we should go, and just decided that perhaps that's part of God's healing process, since we had a peace about going. So we went and got the injection, and it all went good. We loved the doctor. There was definite improvement. We've continued to pray. My family's been wonderful about praying. I had a second injection this past week, and I feel really, really good. I feel better than I have in a long time. And I just, during that time, a couple things happened. I was remembering a word that was given up front, that a quick answer to prayer produces faith. A slower answer to prayer produces faith and character. And so God chooses to heal in different ways. The important thing is that we are putting ourselves before Him to hear His voice so that we can listen to how He wants us to heal and how He wants. Sometimes we have to walk out healing, and sometimes we get healed that day. But He always has a purpose in the way that He chooses. And I have a similar testimony through this whole deal as to Him showing me that He is my Father. He really is my Father. Sometimes we get ourselves in a way that we place expectations on those around us that needs, that we should be, feel like we should have be getting from our mother or our father or our spouse, these sometimes unrealistic needs. And what He was speaking to me through this whole thing is that He's the Father. He's the only one fill my expectations, the only one. And to put those expectations on others around us is unrealistic, and that we all need to learn to know Him as our Father and let Him be the Father to us that He wants to be. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.